Once again, we return to that old mansion on the hill overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space. As we look in on the Inverness mansion, we find Jack and Mojo standing in the library. There are open books lying on the tables, the chairs, and even on the floor. The two adventurers are looking for something.
Hey, what are you two doing?
Oh, Claudine. Research.
What are you researching?
Alchemy.
We're looking for info on that Victorian steam projector, but we're not finding anything.
Yeah, Sanford White believed the projector was designed by an alchemist.
He said that alchemy had a long history of insanity.
Is that really true?
Oh, it's certainly possible. They were dealing with some pretty toxic chemicals.
Yeah, those alchemists, they were the early scientists. They were trying to figure out how things worked.
Sanford believed that what we were doing was dangerous.
But that's because he thought our dreams were addictive.
Are they?
They may be.
But is there anything wrong with dreaming?
I think that just about anything can be addictive.
Well, what did you find in your research?
Well, look, here. It says, if a little dreaming is dangerous, the cure for it is not to dream less, but to dream more. To dream all the time.
Who wrote that?
Marcel Proust.
Then it must be true.
We don't realize that life is a dream, but when we wake up, we can see that it is. So use anything you can to stay awake within this dream.
Is that the best we can hope for?
Look, our truest life is when we are in dreams awake. Thoreau wrote that.
It may be that those who do most dream most.
So what everyone is telling you is dream on?
Ah, yeah, but it's what we dream about.
Joseph Campbell said that myths are public dreams. Dreams are private myths.
So are we in a public dream or a private myth?
Both.
What I think we were doing is adding to the myth of Jack Flanders.
The myth of Jack Flanders. Hey, I like that.
Well, anyway, I'm not going to live anyone's myth but my own. Hey, come on, you two lazy bums. Go feed the furnace. Make some steam.
Well, I guess it's time to get that old projector whirling around so we can get back to some fine steaming dreaming.
Oh, wait, here's another one. There is a fine line between dreams and reality. It's up to you to draw it.
I can't argue with that.
Well, Mojo, shall we go shovel some coal?
Hey, wait, I have one for you.
Okay.
Saddle your dreams before you ride them.
Well then, let's saddle up and get ready to giddy up.
I hope she wasn't thinking about saddling no nightmares.
Ah, all right, there you are.
Yep.
Will you keep that boiler going for the next 48 hours?
You going back up in that steam room?
Yeah, it's starting to get interesting.
Well, sounds like it's a strange way to see the world.
I think it's a way to see the inner worlds.
You want me to wake you after 48 hours?
Yeah, I think that'll be a good idea.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Art.
Yep.
And so as the boiler heats up and the steam begins to rise, Jack, Mojo, and Claudine once again climb the stairs back up into the tower, and then through the narrow corridor within the walls, and finally into that tiled room they call Steam Dreams.
Getting up to speed, you should be seeing something soon.
Good.
Are we going back on the Zeppelin?
I sure hope so.
You two seeing anything out there?
Nothing yet.
The Steamoscopic Projector. It's a large, elaborate cast iron slide projector operated by steam. The glass slides spin around, creating a three-dimensional stereoscopic image, a sort of Victorian version of a hologram. In the tiled room, there are several chairs arranged in a circle. A black and white photograph of a town now appears in the center of the room. And above the town is a Zeppelin, the Illuminato.
There it is.
That's old Zeppy.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Mojo, the name on the side of the Zeppelin. It wasn't there before, was it?
No. It had no name.
Yeah, but now it does.
Is our presence changing everything?
Some things are changing.
Well, let's get aboard and see if anything's different.
And so, once again, the three adventurers breathe together. And with each breath, the Zeppelin draws closer until finally they can reach out and touch the smooth surface of the great airship.
Just keep breathing slow. Now we're going to slip on in, easy as can be.
They slowly step in through the thin skin and into the Illuminato.
Nothing has changed.
No one is moving.
When we leave, it seems like everything stops.
How are we affecting this?
That's like asking, does the dream continue when we awake?
Even if we wake up, it doesn't mean our dream has ended?
Could be like being in a movie theater. We watch what's going on, we identify with the hero, we're part of the action, and then we step out. But because we left, it don't mean it ended.
I think this is something different, but I don't know what it is. Are you going to sit down and play at the piano and wake them up?
I was just about to do that. Got any favorites?
My funny Valentine.
I'm going off to the cockpit to see if the captain is here.
Give him my regards.
I will.
Mojo, who are these people? They're not ghosts. They're not souls captured by that photographic device. Who are they?
Have you asked them?
I have. But they don't understand what I'm saying.
Well, if I asked you, who are you? You could tell me all kinds of things. Where you were born, where you went to school, where you work, what you do, but it still wouldn't tell me who are you.
You mean we can only know someone superficially? I don't believe that.
All I'm saying is if you want to know someone, you got to spend a little time with them. But that's not the same as being them. Sounds like the passengers are waking up and back to partying again.
Mojo, I'm going to look for the Contessa.
I'm going to join Jack on the bridge. Where's the captain? Isn't anyone minding the ship?
Mojo, we're not going anywhere.
I don't know about that. You hear those propellers?
Oh my God, I think you're right. We are moving.
And there's nobody here to steer the ship. Oh, man, I get to drive.
Yeah, and when did you learn to fly a Zeppelin?
I'm learning right now.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
I'm heading back to those floating islands.
Mojo, even the captain didn't know where they were. He discovered them by accident, by being blown there by a storm.
You see that blackness over there? Now there's another storm.
Oh, my God. God, and we're headed right into it.
I'm gonna whirl this thing around just like I saw the captain do, and we're going to run with the storm.
I better find the captain.
Hey, man, have some faith.
Where's Captain Van Baumbaum? Sir, have you seen any... Madam, hello? Hello? Nothing. It's like I don't exist.
Jack, what's happening?
I think we're about to encounter a hurricane.
Where is Mojo?
He's steering the ship.
Does he know how?
No.
Aren't you going to help?
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to find the captain.
Did you see that lightning?
Where the heck is the captain's quarters?
The storm is now upon them. A wind suddenly grasps the great airship and flings it forward.
Wee!
The passengers scramble for whatever they can hold on to. And in the cockpit, Mojo plants his feet and hangs on to the ship's wheel.
Man, we are sailing now!
Jack and Claudine stagger into the cockpit as the winds tilt the ship this way and that.
Mojo, I can't find the captain.
Oh, that's okay. I got it under control.
No, Joe, when did you learn to fly a Zeppelin?
He didn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Lightning flashes across the bow of the great Zeppelin as the black, boiling clouds fling the ship forward.
Oh, man. There's more to drive this than I thought.
Do you know what you are doing?
I've been playing a computer game where they teach you how to fly a Zeppelin. But the controls here are in German. To me, it's all boxes das.
Who has taken over my ship?
Oh, thank God. Here comes Captain Gumbaumbaum.
Mojo, you are handling the controls?
Well, yeah, man, but I wasn't planning on this.
Here. Let me...
Captain, where were you?
I was in my cabin asleep. And suddenly I wake up and we are moving. I stand up and I'm being tossed this way and that way and this way.
Oh, the storm, it came out of nowhere, just like before.
Yeah, I remember. Who could forget?
Onwards the ship is hurled, the winds howl, lightning flashes as thunder crashes around them. And then suddenly, they're free of the storm. Once again, the clouds vanish. The vast sky of blue surrounds them. The captain relaxes.
That was worse than the last time, yeah?
Man, that's no way to practice flying in a Zeppelin.
You did good, Herr Mojo. In calm skies, you learn much better.
Will you show me how to fly your ship, Captain?
You do not fly an airship like an airplane, madam. You sail it like a sailing ship.
Will you teach me?
A woman? It will take a long time, Fräulein. Yeah, why not? I teach everyone.
Wow, look. It looks like we're back.
What do you mean?
You see, out there, we're back among the islands.
The islands that float in the sky?
Huh. Oh, man. That storm blew us right back there again.
Mm-mm. It is not where we were before.
You know, you're right. That's a different island down there.
Captain, mind if I borrow your telescope?
No. Here, take it. Tell me what you see, though.
No city on this island.
No life? Nothing?
Well, there's vegetation. And there is something down there. It's a strange kind of building. It may be a kind of a temple. It looks like a stupa.
A stupa? Are you certain?
It's shaped like one. Round, with a kind of crown on top.
What is a stupa?
It's a spiritual mound, or heap.
No, come on.
Yeah, the real stupas protected relics of the Buddha or his followers.
But is it a real stupa?
No, it's got a similar shape.
Does it appear weathered, abandoned?
No, it looks like it's in pretty good shape.
Can I take a look?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yes, I see what you mean.
No jungles?
No, but it's very green. It appears to be landscape.
There are lawns?
Not exactly, but everything is very orderly. There's definitely a design, or an intelligence behind the design.
Oh, on the other island, the vines had intelligence too?
Yes.
These floating islands are man-made, so why wouldn't they have been landscaped?
That's true, but when they've been abandoned for so long... It would seem that nature would take its course.
Yeah, but this is an exception.
Capitaine, will we be able to explore the island?
Yes, we will be stopping for repairs. One of the rudders was damaged.
Again? Oh, didn't this happen the last time?
It is not the same rudder.
Are you going to moor the Zeppelin to the top of the stupa?
No. We do not want to defile something that may be sacred.
I saw an old tower up on a hill. There's probably no defiling if you tie up there.
Let me see. Yeah, good. And there are no vines clinging to the tower. I believe we will be safe.
Great. We'll have a chance to look around.
It will be dark soon. We will moor the ship. We can explore tomorrow.
That sounds good to me.
I would like the three of you to join the Contessa and I for dinner this evening.
Now that sounds good to me, too.